Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast, because this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. And there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. Today is September the 11th, 9/11. And you have to be, well, you have to actually live in a closet without any access to light or anything to know what day it is today. And I remember 9/11 as if it was, well, yesterday, literally yesterday. I remember sitting in my office, and I got a phone call from my older sister who said, "You got to turn on the TV right away. You got to turn on the TV right away. A plane just crashed into one of the Twin Towers." And I ran upstairs to our TV room, and I turned on our TV, and there it was. And then came the second plane, and then we heard about what's happened in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon, and then Shanksville. And I was filled with rage, absolute rage. There was no question in my mind what happened, and there was no question in my mind, really, who was responsible. And all I wanted to do was to hear from President Bush that the Marines or the SEALs or whomever it was were on the way, and they were going to pay some real payback for this attack on the United States of America. But America's under a much stronger attack, a much more lethal attack, if you can believe it. I'm not worried about the Islamo-fascists. I'm not worried about Muslim terrorists. America can handle all of them, even those who are now in the United States of America, who are planning and scheming. I'm not worried about the neo-Nazis or the KKK or the fascists. I'm not even worried about Antifa. I'm not worried about Black Lives Matter. I'm not worried about Occupy Wall Street. I'm not worried about all these people who are writing these horrible tell-all books that are totally unsubstantiated. I'm not worried about Woodward's book that's coming out now. It's all BS. What worries me is the American left, which is moving as hard and as fast as it can towards socialism, which is just communism, which is responsible for the absolute murder of hundreds of millions of people around the world. It's responsible for the horrors that have visited billions of people around the world. And the only obstacle to communism has been the United States of America, and now there are a substantial amount of Americans, I'm sure far fewer than half, who want to see communism. They call it socialism. They call it democratic socialism, which is laughable. But they want to see America to become a socialist country. They're not aware of Cuba. They're not aware of Venezuela. They're not aware of all of the failed socialist countries in the world, whether it's Russia, whether it's China. It doesn't matter. There's not one socialist country, communist country, that has ever thrived, let alone survived, or has ever survived, let alone thrived. And that's what we have to deal with. That's what we have to deal with on November, I believe it's November the 6th, when America goes to the polls to choose an entirely new House and one-third of the Senate. And if the Republicans lose, even those dastardly rhinos, if the Republicans lose, America loses, Canada loses, the world loses, and that just can't happen. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next time, you have a great, great day.